In America, people who work hard should be able to afford basic needs like groceries, rent, childcare, and transportation, organizers say. Advocates for hiking the minimum wage argue that while fast food corporations reap the benefits of record profits, workers are barely getting by. Many rely on public assistance despite having a job. Mark Dunlay is with the Hunger Action Network.
Workers in the food industry are among the lowest paid workers in America. We have been urging Governor Cuomo to raise the state minimum wage for tip workers by convening a minimum wage board, as he was in fact directed to do by the state legislature when they passed their rather puny minimum wage increase earlier this year. Unfortunately, even the increase approved will still leave most minimum wage workers at poverty level wages.
A young movement of low-wage workers fighting for a better future seeks a $15 an hour wage for fast food employees. They say they will sponsor one-day strikes in 100 cities on Thursday and protest activities in 100 additional cities. They are targeting fast food establishments, including McDonald's and Burger King. The Hunger Action Network also has issues with the new corporate minimum wage tax credit granted to companies like McDonald's and Walmart, under which taxpayers subsidize wages of some 75,000 teenage workers, many from middle-class families. Governor Andrew Cuomo's office estimated the cost to taxpayers at $230 million for the first 4 years of the credit, 2014 to 2017.
We think that money would have been better spent, A, first, raising the minimum wage, but second, to begin to enforce minimum wage laws. About two-thirds of minimum wage workers actually experience wage theft on a weekly basis. Just in New York City alone, the amount of wage theft runs to about $1 billion a year. So we need a higher minimum wage, and we certainly applaud the efforts by organizers and workers in the fast food industry to set the minimum wage at $15 an hour. And we also look forward to the state legislature approving the ability of cities to be able to raise their minimum wage above the state level, such as Mayor-elect de Blasio is asking for in New York City.
Dunlay adds New York City is one of the epicenters of the higher wage movement. He says they expect as many as 10,000 people to participate in the December 5th rally. Dan Moran, president and founder of career transition management firm NextAct of Colony, warns of economic repercussions should base wages of fast food workers rise.
The one concern, obviously, is as you know, a good portion of our workforce is in the minimum wage jobs. Employers need those types of folks to run their business. If the minimum wage goes up to some of the numbers we're seeing, $15 and sometimes a little bit higher, that's going to have a huge impact on hiring in the retail, hospitality sector, and that could be a real damper on the economy.
FastFoodForward.org believes that raising pay for fast food workers will benefit workers and strengthen the overall economy. A spokesman for the group would not go on mic. She says the New York City-based organization is not releasing a full list of the cities involved in the upcoming action to avoid giving employers a roadmap to the day this far in advance. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.